The day is September the 17th. My name is Hunter, and we are on a journey into the loving heart of God. We meet here each day on this podcast to read from Scripture, to reflect, and to pray. You are joining a global community of brothers and sisters, friends and followers, who are being transformed by love. Our readings come from the Revised Common Lectionary. Today's reading begins in Psalm 54. From there, we go to 1 Kings 22, verses 24 through 40, and we finish our reading in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 25 through 32. This is the word of the Lord. Psalm 54. For the choir director, a psalm of David regarding the time the Ziphites came and said to Saul, "We know where David is hiding," to be accompanied by stringed instruments. Come with great power, O God, and rescue me. Defend me with your might. Listen to my prayer, O God. Pay attention to my plea. For strangers are attacking me. Violent people are trying to kill me. They care nothing for God. But God is my helper. The Lord keeps me alive. May the evil plans of my enemies be turned against them. Do as you have promised and put an end to them. I will sacrifice a voluntary offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have rescued me from my troubles and helped me to triumph over my enemies. 1 Kings 22, 24 through 40. Then Zedekiah, son of Kenanah, walked up to Micaiah and slapped him across the face. "Since when did the Spirit of the Lord leave me to speak in you?" he demanded. And Micaiah replied, "You will find out soon enough when you are trying to hide in some secret room." "Arrest him," the king of Israel ordered. "Take him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to my son Joash. Give them this order from the king. Put this man in prison and feed him nothing but bread and water until I return safely from the battle." But Micaiah replied, "If you return safely, it'll mean that the Lord has not spoken through me." Then he added to those standing around, "Everyone mark my words." So King Ahab of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah led their armies against Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "As we go into battle, I'll disguise myself so no one will recognize me, but you wear your royal robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Meanwhile, the king of Aram had issued these orders to his 32 chariot commanders. "Attack only the king of Israel. Don't bother with anyone else." So when the Aramean charioteer commanders saw Jehoshaphat in his royal robes, they went after him. "There's the king of Israel," they shouted. But when Jehoshaphat called out, the chariot commanders realized he was not the king of Israel, and they stopped chasing him. An Aramean soldier, however, randomly shot an arrow at the Israelite troops and hit the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. "Turn the horses and get me out of here," Ahab groaned to the driver of his chariot. "I'm badly wounded." The battle raged all that day, and the king remained propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran down to the floor of his chariot, and as evening arrived, he died. Just as the sun was setting, the cry ran through the troops, "We're done for! Run for your lives!" So the king died, and his body was taken to Samaria and buried there. Then his chariot was washed beside the pool of Samaria, and dogs came and licked his blood at the place where the prostitutes bathed, just as the Lord had promised. The rest of the events in Ahab's reign and everything he did, including the story of the ivory palace and the towns he built, are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. So Ahab died, and his son Ahaziah became the next king. Romans 11, 25 through 32. I want you to understand this mystery, my dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not feel proud about yourselves. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts, but this will last only until the full number of Gentiles comes to Christ. And so all Israel will be saved, as the scriptures say. The one who rescues will come from Jerusalem, and he will turn Israel away from ungodliness. And this is my covenant with them, that I will take away their sins. Many of the people of Israel are now enemies of the good news, and this benefits you Gentiles. Yet they are still the people he loves because he chose their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God. But when the people of Israel rebelled against him, God was merciful to you instead. So they are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you so that they will share in God's mercy. For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so that he can have mercy on everyone. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the people of God. Amen. And now let us take some time for silent prayer and reflection. And now, as our Lord has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let me invite you to join us to tomorrow's podcast. We meet each and every day to journey together into the loving heart of God. You can also join our other podcast, The Daily Radio Bible, where we go through the entire Bible over the course of a year. But more than that, our desire is that we would have an encounter with the God who is love. Find out more at dailyradiobible.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's music for the podcast was provided by our friend and artist, David Nevu. Find out more about his music at davidnevu.com. And now let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let us always remember this: that you are loved. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.